Okay, good morning, everybody. So we just began yesterday, Parak Chaf Gimel, Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam speaks about the Isser of Kabbalah Shochad, not midin the Totzah, that you're going to be ma'abes as adin, lo sata mishpat, which is obviously horrible, but just in terms of the Maisa Maguna, Mazakos is Azaka, L'chayev is Achayev, and that's the Rambam's way of saying it's not just about the result, but you want to start with that halacha because it's about how insidious this process is to, you know, take something which should be a mishpat eloki, which should be a divine act, and make it a kardum lachborbo, you know, some way of, you know, trying to, you know, grease the wheels and enrich oneself. Is nothing could be more degrading to what should be, you know, a profoundly spiritual moment. Ki mishpat elokimu, the Gemara Brachos, Dina isn't just shalma b'alma, it's Torah. And to affiliate this with, you know, personal gain, personal advancement, is, you know, absolutely, you know, unacceptable. And we noted that's why the Rambam, you know, quotes the pasuk Arur Lokeach Shochad, even though the seifa of the Kra is Lahakos Nefesh Dam Naki, right? Obviously, it's, you know, there's an additional aggravating factor when it's Shochad for the purposes of literally corrupting justice. But the Rambam says, don't think that Arur Lokeach Shochad is only when, you know, it's Lahakos Nefesh Dam Naki. And the Rambam is a third din, the third din being that there's a gzela, there's a din mammon here. And Chayav Lahakos Mammon Shitbeinu Bedin. So there's no question that that money is, you know, ill-gotten. Uchishem Halacha Beis, and he Kishem and Kach, and the Rambam we know is not a separate mechayiv, but is really an extension. Kishem Shalokeach over Belota say, Kach Hanosein Shinamar of Lifnei Iver, Lo sitain, you know, michshol. So this is a fascinating usage of the kishem and kach in the Rambam, right? So we'd say, okay, you know, we could all understand very well that it's prohibited to offer, you know, bribes, and yeah, lifnei iver lo sitain michshol makes a lot of sense because, you know, not everybody is going to have, we would hope that everybody, but, you know, we live in the real world, not everybody's going to have the moral fiber to, you know, do the right thing, you know, in this kind of a situation. All that being said, the Rambam doesn't just leave it there. He says, kishem and kach. In other words, it proves the point that we were trying to argue for. If the issue isn't just the totsah, but if the issue is the maisa itself of bringing money, you know, into the context of din, so then the kishem and kach makes perfect sense. That just as a dayan, the mechayiv isn't the lo sata mishpat. That can make things even worse, but the mechayiv is introducing the money into the, you know, the system. So obviously the one, you know, who was the originator of that, the one who first decided to corrupt the divine process by introducing money, you know, bears an enormous amount of responsibility, you know, with respect to this issue. So the point that I think is, you know, really, really, really critical to establish within this framework is the notion that, you know, any introduction of money into the process of din, unless we're talking about against schar batala or things that are, you know, very clearly calibrated to begin with, but not in any way to try to influence the outcome, reward the dayan for giving a particular psak, so everybody bears responsibility for that. We have to start with the dayanim because they're the apotropos, they're the guardians, you know, of the sanctity of the best din, but anybody who would, you know, introduce that element, you know, has to be, held accountable as well. So it's not just a regular, what I would call a regular din of lifnei iver, it's kishem and kach lifnei iver. It's the introduction of mamon bedin that is so offensive to our sensibilities.